Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef. If any of you recognize where this opening is from, let me know. I want to be your friend. Anyway, our subject today is the self-fulfilling prophecies. And that's, again, about the mindsets that you as executives need to have in your roles. Let me paint a picture. You know that there is something in your company that you try to change, and maybe you kicked off a change. And you, being your hardened, well-taught, experienced person, you know that chances are likely that you will see some failures, things getting postponed, issues cropping up, and you know that things are not going to be smooth sailing. You expect to see problems, and that in turn makes you do what you're used to doing. You assume that things are not going to work out properly, and then you just operate from that belief. Now, let's try and consider what is a better way of doing things, because I see this as, again, a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you decide for yourself, this isn't going to work, or I'm just going to assume we're going to have problems, and I'll try and live with that, then you're, again, setting yourself up for failure. In a previous episode, I talked about the concept of the executive mindset, the fact that executives have to be this guiding force that makes everyone believe things are possible. We can do this. You need to be providing your team with energy and positivity, not pessimism and negativity. And because of that, we have to make sure that we radiate the right kind of attitude, positivity, and make people believe that whatever we're doing is something that you yourself believe in and that is possible. If you don't have a can-do attitude, you basically let people understand that, yeah, no need to try too hard. No one is building on this. And as an example, I recently saw an executive that basically said, I know that this thing is not going to work out fine. I just know it's likely to fail. I'm not counting on it. I'm just already preparing my backup. And preparing backups, of course, is important and smart to do, because that's a big part of management, right? We want to make sure that we anticipate the risks, anticipate what might be getting wrong, and so we have our preventive measures and our contingencies. You don't want to be blindsided by a risk that you could have avoided or at least prepared for, and that's the right thing to do. But once you kick off something and in your mind go, I'm going to assume it's not going to work, people will act accordingly. You might think that you have some amazing poker face, but trust me, you do not. Your team will pick up on it somehow, even through Zoom, and realize that you don't expect things to work, you're not wholly committed, and they will act the same. If they will see that you already have some backups prepared, they will assume that it doesn't really matter whether they succeed or not, whether they try their best or not. And that creates this sort of a feedback loop where you expect things to go wrong, people understand that and things do go wrong, and then you expect things to go even worse. You do not want to allow that or enable that kind of thinking. And because of that, I urge you to put on your positivity cap and try and see how things are likely to work out rather than try and see how they will fail. For example, make sure that you do not list out what you're going to do once something goes wrong. It's okay to have preventive measures, but do not treat it as a given. Second, you cannot prevent your people from resources that they need just because you assume that whatever they are doing is not worthwhile or will not work out. You can either cut it right now if you don't believe it at all, or if you're truly letting them do it, let them do it. Provide them with what they need, because otherwise you're just going through the motions and making them fail. And lastly, if you cannot be this positive-minded person when it comes to this specific project or initiative, then disengage. Have one of your lieutenants become the champion for it and let them do it entirely. Do not be involved, because you can be poisoning the entire well. You don't want to be the reason something like that fails just because you anticipated it to. Don't be a told-you-so, because your I told-you-so is going to be eventually I made it so. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you haven't yet, I recommend that you sign up for the best newsletter for tech executives online. The link is in the show notes. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes as well. Thank you for joining me, and talk soon.